Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Professor Kevin D'Souza. I'd like to talk about your most recent report for the IBM Center, Creating a Balanced Portfolio of Information Technology Metrics. So if we can, what would you assess the state of the use of IT metrics in the public sector?
Well, I think I always recognize the value of metrics and are doing their hardest to embed metrics into their organizations. Right now, I would have to say that most of the IT metrics or most of the robust metric management efforts are on the technical aspects of IT. So when you think about things like the uptime of your servers, the amount of hacks, the amount of intrusions, your data recovery rates, everything on the technical aspect, I think CIOs have great, great metrics. Where CIOs don't have as good of metrics as they need to is on the people and the innovation aspects. And so how are you measuring the competence of your IT personnel and how are you measuring the contribution of IT towards the innovation agenda of your agency? Those are the metrics where CIOs have to invest more time and effort in.
Yeah, so what tools and techniques are available to develop a balanced portfolio of measures on IT performance?
So I think there are a range of metrics, and in the report, we detail quite a few of them in the area of project management, operations management, and innovation. And so the real question for CIOs is, one, which collection of those metrics makes the most logical sense given your agency? And then how do you go about designing data collection techniques to be able to capture the various inputs into those indicators? And so in terms of what the metrics need to be, the report has a pretty exhaustive list in each of the categories. And so the CIOs really have to choose. And then once they choose, there are very standardized approaches to collect data on those metrics.
So you, Kevin, you interviewed, I think it was 27 CIOs and or IT directors on their use of metrics to manage IT departments, personnel, infrastructure, project, and innovation. Would you share for us the four challenges you identified from those interviews?
Absolutely. And so in the order of importance, I guess, the number one challenge, and this was echoed by pretty much every CIO that we spoke to, was that IT metrics are really dependent on other business units. So you can do your very best in terms of IT, but the metrics on which an IT unit or an IT department is evaluated on are not solely at the control of IT. They are dependent on your other business units. And so trying to reconcile that issue is a critical challenge. The next one is IT metrics, the efforts that one invests is really only going to pay off if you take a long-term view of IT in the agency, because the benefits of actually collecting data and making changes requires enough time and effort. However, CIOs are very busy trying to just deal with the crisis of the day, and they really don't have the luxury of long-term planning and foresight. Number three is metrics. I mean, a key element of metrics is to be able to benchmark against your peer agencies. So in the private enterprise space, benchmarks I use mainly to see how are you doing in comparison to your competitors. But in the public sphere, you really don't have competitors, but you have other agencies. So your peer agencies, right now, CIOs don't have good network to be able to coordinate data around metrics for comparison. And so that's another challenge. And then lastly, metrics are only as useful as the data that they are based on. And so CIOs really need to invest in their ability to collect real-time data on IT operations. And so that is not cheap, and it's very hard to justify resources for, because it cannot be a project on its own, and it's not a project that another business unit is going to invest in as well. And so the collection of real-time metrics is very, very critical.
So, Kevin, would you highlight recommendations you offer for designing an IT metrics program?
And so the first one is to begin with clear goals. What are you trying to influence, and what are your broad objectives? Because you have to be able to link metrics to goals. So you always have to begin with what are the goals that you're trying to advance. Right next to that is how are the IT goals linked to the agency goals, and you draw those linkages, because what you have to be able to say is that we are advancing on these metrics, and this is how, because of that, the agency is better off. And so having those links is pretty important. Number three, you have to have your key stakeholders committed to those metrics. So you have to engage them on the metric use and their relevance. Once you do those, then you go about and you basically collect baseline data. Where is the organization right now? Before you begin collecting data to evaluate the organization. So you have to know where you are right now before you can see if you're moving in the right direction. One of the most interesting things we found in doing this research was a couple of individuals used the term watermelon metrics. And so CIOs have to be very careful about watermelon metrics. And in a nutshell, watermelon metric, like a watermelon, looks green on the outside. So it paints a pretty rosy picture. But as you open it, it's all red. And so you have to be careful about trying to have metrics that may signal everything's good, but mask the underlying issue. Obviously, having fewer and less complicated metrics is better than having a large number of them. And then the last one that we found, which was also interesting, was in IT, we have a little bit of cobbler's children issue, where IT has built a number of dashboards for their business units to track how they are doing on their metrics, but IT really doesn't have its own dashboards. And so CIOs really need to build metric dashboards to be able to communicate how are they doing on their metrics.
And that's very important. I mean, so those are great recommendations for designing the program. I was wondering if you could offer some recommendations for implementing. If I'm looking to implement an IT metrics program, what are some of the ways of going about doing that?
Well, the recommendation that is quite critical is you need to be able to have a communication program around your metrics. So once you collect stuff and once you know where you're going and where the gaps are in terms of performance, having a communication plan to keep this stakeholders, both inside the IT unit, but also those outside, informed is very important, because you have to infuse this thinking that metrics are about evidence, and we are trying to move the agency ahead through evidence rather than anecdote. Related to that is you have to keep metrics updated on a regular basis, and you have to use metrics to move the performance and innovation bar of your unit. So you have to be able to create intelligent goals that you want to achieve that are based on metrics. And then the last one is, like with anything, metrics may lead people, a few people, to game in the system. And so what you need to be able to do is make sure that people are not just working to the metrics, and they are doing their work effectively and efficiently, and because of that, the metrics are improving.
So how would one look to evaluate such a program? Are there any recommendations in the evaluation phase?
Yeah, and so the two that I highlighted is, one, any metrics program, you need to be able to constantly revise it, because as one of the key elements of having a metrics program is that you are going to learn more about your agency, learn more about your department, and learn more about your tools, your people, and your project. And so as you collect data on a regular basis, maybe every couple of years, you have to go through this entire process and redefine the metrics that you want to focus on. The other recommendation is to continuously renew and improve your processes based on these metrics, because that is the only indication you will get in terms of an evaluation when it comes to, is your metrics program delivering you the intended results that you wanted? Only if you are able to tweak your business processes or your administrative processes and see the effects, are you going to be able to evaluate the value of your IT metrics program.
Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, would you highlight the IT-specific performance management and metrics programs in the Obama administration that the Obama administration has been pursuing? Perhaps you can present a summary of the work to date on developing IT metrics for the federal government.
So there have been quite a few. And so one of the very nice things that we have seen over the last few years is a series of efforts that have all tried to get more transparency and accountability when it comes to IT resources and IT expenditures and outcomes. And so if you go back to about 2009, you had efforts underway to create an IT dashboard. This was followed up, I think, in 2012 when a tool called Portfolio Stack was introduced. And then as recent as this year, you have had the Office of Management and Budgets work with key leaders across 24 departments to, again, build the next iteration of a metrics program. And one of the key aspects of this is going to be on IT that looks at acquisitions, IT man management, and IT human capital. And so we have seen a series of these. Each of these efforts, there has been learning associated with them. And I think the new regulations associated with HITARA are only going to strengthen the lessons learned from these early experiments into measuring IT.
What is the Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA? We'll explore this question and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.